What's up? This is 9/11 and you are tuned in to AVG Podcast. Man, it's playoff time, so I had to bring my fam in with me, man. I had to bring the big dogs in. We're going to chop it up about the playoffs right quick, man. I got AJ over there, man. He already looking like he about to say something crazy about the Cowboys. And then I got the number one stunner, Lil Lotto over there. I already know he was. What's happening with y'all, though, man? What's good?
Who that nation, man? You know what it is.
Look, I don't even know how I'm in enemy territory on my own shit, man. I got two who that's again. But hold on.
You home. Just come back home.
This ain't no enemy here, man. This is love.
Before we get all the way into it, AJ, what was your free agent? I need to know your signing bonus when you hit the transfer portal, because tell a little backdrop, man, that star was once a part of your wardrobe, man.
Nah, man, it was. Mm-hmm. Again, man, my daddy, he raised us. He didn't care who we watched. Why would we watch football? We went to the Saints games, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up, I wanted to be like my big brother. I was a Cowboys fan.
Mm-hmm.
But Saints always side piece team. You know, okay. I had love for him. You know,
preach, brother, preach.
I always did, you know, but again, I told you, I broke up with the Cowboys in 2017, man.
2017,
bro. And you know what? It's been good. I ain't no script. Y'all read Latin when I
don't know about that.
I'm just about to say. Before you get into the how you have no stress point. Now you went to a franchise.
No. I'm gonna tell you why. No. Okay. With the Cowboys, bro, it's always because of Jerry Jones, expectations, man. Every year, oh, we're going to Super Bowl. And I used to believe that. Oh, man, this is how you're going to do it. And for a minute, I was like, okay, we're going to be 8-8. You know what? If we get 8-8, I'll be cool.
Yeah.
So we always have a 10. You know that.
We always had a 10.
Always. But it's just him. He wanted to be the coach, GM. Offense coordinator, defense coordinator.
Now, before we get into it, man, what part did you play in this shit? Because anytime it's some foolery going on, you had something to do with it, man. What part did you play in this? Because you used to call. You used to say we was the first person you called. So how did you get him to flip?
Yeah, I used to beef with y'all hard, bro. It's just like any father, bro. You know, the kids stray away from home. They come back, you ain't gonna reject your kids. I welcome them with open arms. Come on home, son. You done played long enough. Come on, man.
Look, man, I was just telling somebody about y'all. Before we get into these playoffs, man, God bless my mom, man. Rest in peace, man. I was just telling y'all something about y'all, man. I was like, man, when last time when I was running with my partners, man, them boys dropped me off like gin and juice, but I barely get out the house. My mom looked at me like, say, you had fun? I say, so there's always some foolishness with these dudes, man. Just to let y'all know, man, this is my family right here. But we finna get into these playoffs, man. We gonna work our way. We gonna start with the AFC, because I don't want to hear that Cowboy shit right out the gate. So we're going to save that for last. So you go ahead and get
that for last.
Yeah, we gonna save that for last, because I already see where it's going. How AJ
going over with.
AJ already talked about Jerry Jones and all that, man. We're going to save that for last.
It's cool.
Look, so out the gate, man, what y'all feel about that Pittsburgh and that Buffalo game, man? How y'all feel about that one?
Go ahead, AJ. You go.
Man, if Pittsburgh had any kind of quarterback, I'd say maybe because they defense, because Buffalo, with Josh Allen, he good, but he got some turn up. But nah, I think Buffalo going to win that. Should win by 10, easy.
I agree with you, too. I think Pittsburgh would have had a better chance. They need a quarterback. But then with old Long getting hurt that last game, it's over with for them. They can't stop nobody. They can't put no scores up. How you going to win a game?
Why hurt?
But I thought he was supposed to come back, so they scratched him out for good. Now he ain't playing for show.
Last thing I seen, he had a sprain to his MCL. If you could turn around 1 week and get that done, I know they got some good dope in the NFL.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you this, though. But Buffalo, like AJ said, man, it's one of them teams that, man, Josh Allen will give it to you, bro. He'll turn over the church money to you.
Yeah.
He showed you last night. He gave Miami every chance they could. They just couldn't capitalize.
Exactly.
But the same way, like you say, though, Pittsburgh just can't score at all. And Mike Tomlin, I will give him this. He know how to win ugly. He know how to, you know, play that small ball where, you know, keep it scoring to 20 and, you know, kind of work his way into winning the game. But like you say, though, I just think Josh Allen going to be a tad bit too much for them. So,
yeah.
Josh Allen.
Say, out the center, though, Russell Wilson went to the Steelers. What y'all think about that next year?
Ooh. Now, that could work because I ain't going to lie. Now, this y'all boy, now, y'all talk about Jerry, you talk about how he, why that man Sean Payton do that man like that, bro?
I don't like that.
Yeah, that was some foul shit because I feel like when he handled Drew and all them boys, man, he ain't never showed them men up on the sideline like this.
Man, the thing about it, I don't want to speak on Sean Payton too much because the divorce papers ain't cleared all the way, right? I'm still in my feelings with him for leaving us. But,
He knew he left with a bad thing.
I know because we ain't have nothing going, but still, man, you don't, like Jacob said, you don't get a nigga back like that.
Like that, man. Not like that.
But you don't get a nigga like that, man.
That was wild.
Russ, baby, you don't,
It's several teams Russ gonna go to and gonna be productive at. I can tell you, he could come to the Saints. That way he could come.
Nah.
I know that.
No money, though, boy.
Look, I just seen how y'all handled Winston. You know, like y'all brought him, and I thought he was gonna get some burn. But shit, it seemed like once they eased him to the sideline, he couldn't get to see the grass no more. What y'all felt about Wilson? Did you want him on the field, or you think that was best?
Me personally, I'd rather see Jameis Winston than Derek Carr. Jameis Winston gonna push the ball up the field. He gonna give you some turnover. Guess what? He's going to put points on the board, too. He's going to push the ball up the field. Everybody played more with a tense with James on the field versus Carr. It's like they hold spirits down with Carr, man. I don't know, bro. I can't stand him. He look like a cat name on Django, Mr. Candy. That's what he like. I can't get with him, bro. I cannot.
He still wants to put the Raiders, bro. He ain't get over that.
Yeah.
For sure.
What you felt about Jameis though? Did you like Jameis? Cause I thought when y'all picked up Jameis, that actually was a good pickup.
It was a wonderful pickup.
Yeah.
For the
play, I was eating W's with him.
Yeah.
I was eating W's with him. I'm telling you, I was eating W's with him.
Look, Lottie, you know I always used to mess with you. I called Jameis, like, you know, the cats back in the day, you play football in the hood that ain't want to get hit. They'll hurry up and say, man, I'm an all-time quarterback. That's how Jameis was. Jameis be out there slanging that baby to both teams.
For real, as long as he don't get hit.
Hey, but that would be crazy, though, AJ, if Russ somehow, because he already done played in a cold weather state. I can see him with Mike Tomlin, and that could actually work, though.
Yeah.
That could work.
And Denver's still going to be paying him.
Fucking right, because that was a lot of bread they gave that boy. And I ain't going to lie. His first year, I was like, damn, Russ don't look the same. But after he kind of came around in his second year, Sean Payton did do some good stuff as far as getting him back on track. But I just ain't like the way he kind of handled him in the media.
He had to do him like that, though.
Yeah,
he was handling like he was a child, man. He did too much
to old
Russ, man.
For real. Should have won, too, but that's a whole
nother thing. I already know. Look, that's why I was telling people about. We'll talk about that with the blonde guy. I'll let y'all talk about that later. Yeah. Now, next game. This one here that kind of got my attention because two of them ain't really beat nobody. Like how everybody say, you know, we don't beat nobody. Two of them ain't really them ran across no dogs and it came out on top either, but they playing Kansas City with Perfect Pat. What y'all think about that matchup?
Oh, they beat the Cowboys, though.
Hey, bro, we were going to say the same thing, man. I was going to say the same thing.
Hey, but see, but let y'all tell the Cowboys ain't no good team, so we can't be counted as a good team to be beat if we ain't no good team.
You right, let me go.
I never said the Cowboys wasn't a good team.
Okay.
I never said the Cowboys wasn't a good team. What I said, I can't stand the Cowboys because of their ownership. Cowboys, man, you got CeeDee Lamb. Where he from? Opelousas, Louisiana.
There we go.
Come on, where Dakota from? Where Dakota from?
Okay.
Shreveport, Louisiana. It ain't that I hate the Cowboys. It's they ownership. I can't. Man,
like you told AJ, keep preaching. I got a fresh start for you. Keep preaching. I got a fresh start for you.
Oh, man. I ain't never liked a 5-point star. If I wear my color, it don't look good on my skin, man. Hey, boy, back to that game, though. You got to think about it. Two or one hit from another concussion.
That's so, what I worry about.
By picking that game, you gotta go with Kansas City. They got more experience in the playoffs than Tua now. Tua get hit wrong at the right time, man. That boy over.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like you put a little rock in the can. That boy brings it right out of the hell, man. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah,
and Miami is hurting too, though.
Who Miami got? I know they got Mozart. Yeah. Is it Mozart? What's his name? I think he hurt.
Chubb out.
Yep, he just went down.
Exactly.
That's
how the cornerback hurt.
And Xavier, that's some big loss. Now, tell me what y'all think about the Chiefs. Now, everybody been kind of knocking them, but they still had a hell of a record. And Pat, to me, because everybody talk about what the Chiefs don't got, but all they got to fix is people dropping the ball. Like, them cats ain't catching the ball.
That's it.
The pass is still there.
I've been saying this. What's one thing that's gone?
They defense a little bit. Who that?
Coordinate.
Oh yeah. Damn sure right. Yeah.
You right, AJ.
Yep, you sure
right.
You
right on that one, AJ.
But yep. They won a championship without Tyreek Hill though, man.
But I'ma tell you though, even with him being gone, like I was saying, like the plays and shit, whatever Andy Reid drawing up. Because, you know, he was still putting up numbers back in the day with Donovan McNabb in Philly. That's that same offense that been wearing the league out for years. Players still open. Patrick still putting it right between their numbers. The only thing different is they dropping the ball. Like, I still think they're a threat to go all the way. I'm going to go up to the next team. But I still think Kansas City, when people talk about dark horses, man, I do not sleep on a quarterback like that.
They'll be the top, though, man.
Yeah.
They'll be the top.
They're going to put some stickers on their hands, and
they're
going to start catching the ball.
They're
going to put that sticker down for playoff. I'm telling you.
Man, they better do something.
Man, that man
going to
beat Kansas City.
What y'all think about getting T. Higgins, free agent?
Now, that's major. I like that one.
That would be a great pickup.
Hell yeah.
Mike Evans is older, but
yeah.
I don't think he'll go to Kansas City.
Now, all really Kansas City need is just that one true number one wide receiver. Everything else, like Tony and all them other cats, you plug them in there too, you got a hell of a squad.
They got a hell of a role, players. That's it.
And Pat's still Pat. We seen what he did with no line last year.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all, this one here is crazy too. Going up to that last matchup with Cleveland and Houston. Man, I like that. Man, what the vibe like around Houston, AJ, with that youngster Stroud, man? Because I like that boy. Like he got – I like how he cut.
And the coach, bro.
Yeah.
For real.
They rocking with him in Houston?
I watch Houston football now. You know, I couldn't watch the Texans at first.
Yeah, for real. And I'm going to tell you what was crazy. I'm going to tell you what I didn't think, like how y'all kind of going through it with trying to find another quarterback. I didn't think they was going to replace Deshaun, which is Cleveland team, where he went to. I didn't think they was going to replace Deshaun Watson that quick. Because it's hard when you move on from like a real franchise quarterback to going to search again. And then the boys brought in Stroud. He like, that made people forget about Deshaun, a little run there altogether.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I was shocked though, bro.
What y'all think about that game though? Because we got Joe Flacco coming off like he's sitting on the couch like us. He damn near doing this last few about a month ago, and now he taking them boys to the playoffs.
Yeah, I got Houston
in
the
post game. You got Houston in that one? Who you got in that one, Lance?
Yeah.
Hey man, what they call Alexander?
The Great.
Baby Houston, huh?
Oh, you talking about that?
Yeah.
You gotta ride with him.
I like the way Stroud playing, man. The boy playing ball.
Me too, man. I like Stroud. That boy, there, dog.
They fucking with the coach too.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Defense and Brent, you can't run them boys.
You can't.
And Cleveland played them, but Cleveland blew them out, but Stroud didn't play.
Yeah.
Nah, I think Houston winning a close game that one though.
Now, I know these boys got a bye, but just before we wrap up the AFC, man, what y'all think about Baltimore and Lamar, how they look this year?
I'm pulling for him to go all the way, bro.
Yeah, that's what you see.
Who you go against.
Yeah, that's what y'all see coming out of AFC. Baltimore, y'all ride with them?
Yeah, I want Baltimore out the AFC.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Now we gonna flip. We gonna flip to the eye side of the conference since we all NFC cast here, man. We gonna flip the eye side. Who y'all play first week?
Oh Lord!
Oh no! Hold on! Look, I was on the wrong page. Hold on. Let me look at the computer, man.
I thought this was a family event, man.
Hey, you coming home next week? We coming home this weekend?
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
We're gonna watch the rest. We're gonna watch.
You coming to play off the game, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
Okay, well we be watching the game together. Yeah, we
want to
hear, so we
good. Hey, we gonna watch it then. We gonna watch it. Look, out the gate. Now, I'm gonna tell you, these boys here been fool's gold all year because they started off, you know, playing with a rabbit foot in their ass, man. Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. Because Tampa Bay was hot at one time. This is a good little matchup. What y'all liking this? And I started off, I'm gonna be real with y'all. I ain't really like Hurts like that at first. But I didn't like a lot of people think because I'm a Cowboys fan that I hate Philadelphia, but they didn't always had black quarterbacks. So like how you say New Orleans was your side piece, this is the craziest shit in the world. I always kind of like Philadelphia because of McNabb, Randall Cunningham, Vic. Them was the only quarterbacks that looked like us. And when Randall Cunningham was playing, like, it wasn't hardly no black quarterbacks. So how I'm going to hate that score? But that's just a quick story on Philadelphia. But how y'all like this little matchup with Baker and Jalen?
AJ, you know?
Bro, I fuck with Jalen Hurts, man, but
15,
I don't know, man.
It's something missing. Like, it's something missing right now. Yeah. This is the same squad, basically.
Man, I believe it's a backstory to that, bro.
It got to be, bro.
People start off the way they is, and now it's like, they don't even know football, man. They been playing like nothing.
What
like,
that losing streak is? They lost like four on the way out, right?
Yeah, like four. Like
five. Man, that's crazy. And I thought the Eagles was one of them teams that used to be like how back in the day when like the Patriots and y'all and like the Rams, all them teams was good. You would never see y'all lose about 2-3 in a row like that. You know, you always fix whatever problem you had, long as you got a franchise quarterback. So how y'all feel about Jalen? Y'all still like, okay, he good. It's just the shit around him, or he playing a part in there too?
Nah, I think he good. The defense ain't the same.
I'm gonna tell you how bad they done fell off. Now, they was looking to ban that little rugby play they do.
Yeah.
When they was on a winning streak. They ain't said nothing about that rugby play because they been losing.
You dash.
I ain't heard about banning.
Hey, you ain't heard nothing about the brotherly show.
Nothing about it because they ain't winning now.
Hey, you damn sure. Right? Hey.
Nah, they 49 game, 49 punch him in the mouth. Bro.
And they ain't been the same since. Real shit. Real shit. I'm going to tell you what that brotherly shove play is, though. Me and my kinfolk was talking about it. I say, man, that's like back in the day when you was playing somebody on like on Street Fighter 10. Man, if you don't do that move right there, I can beat you. Like, nah, nigga, just come with the play.
Yeah.
It's on the game shit. EA Sports, nigga, this is on the game.
Yeah, it's in the game, shit. Can't stop it. I'm going to keep rolling with it, man. And I think that's crazy how the NFL would look at banning that just because
it was
successful.
I'm with you, bro. Don't help a team out. Let them figure out how to stop it. I'm with you on that one.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
Like they doing something wrong. They getting up there and out manpowering you. That's all they doing.
Bro. I'm with you on that.
Who y'all got? I can't even call the game. Who y'all got?
I got.
Who? In that game?
Yeah.
I'm going with Philadelphia.
You still rocking with Philly? Who you got?
I'm going to ride with Philly too, man, but I won't put no money on it.
The bar. I'm with you, AJ. Look, I'm with you. I'm leaning towards Philly, but if Baker one of them cats that he kind of like when Fitzmagic was playing, if he hot, he hot. You know what I'm saying? Who got any injuries? Yeah, anybody got any injuries in this?
He shot me though, man.
Yeah. I'm good with Philly though. I think we can all agree on Philly. Now this next one. This one here crazy because these quarterbacks basically flip-flop. So they both going up against the teams that say, hey, we done with you. Like lying. Like you say you breaking up with your ex. They both going against their ex, so they both got to show out. Who y'all liking that LA Rams, Detroit?
Ooh, I got the Lions.
I'm taking Detroit, man.
Detroit?
Yep.
It's something about the Rams. Is the Rams something like Philly? It's something ain't been right with them all year. And I don't know what it is, but they just don't look the same. I know Aaron Donald and them, you know, I know how it is when the defense get kind of older. They just ain't the same. But something ain't right with the Rams, so I'm rolling with Detroit too because, man, shit. I don't know. Detroit offense nice. And I don't see the Rams defense stopping it no more. Like I say, their defense ain't the same.
Why y'all won?
Let me hear about this guy. Let's talk about this. What y'all? How did y'all see the call? Let me ask that first. How did y'all see
it? AJ, you go first, AJ, and then I'll come.
Okay, go, AJ. Let me hear. Get all this cowboy shit up the chest. What did you hear first? What did you see?
Like everybody else, though, man, the ref fucking cheated, bro. Like, come on. You saw that?
My God. All right, Lionel, what you seen? Then I'm gonna tell y'all what I seen. Go ahead, Lionel. Hey.
I can say, man, like you can see, come on, man, come on, bro.
What you
seen, Ryan? I agree. After the play, the coach should have went for one.
Okay,
I understand.
That's a good point, right there. I thank you.
He should have.
Thank you.
But he should have won it. That play, like, come on, man.
Nah, come on. That's what
okay.
I was fixing to say.
What you got?
I think they got cheated, but you got to look at the whole of it, man. Jerry wasn't finna let the Cowboys lose.
Here go Jerry. God damn. Here go Jerry. Listen,
Jerry put that money down, and that was that, bro. The dude, they cheated him on that, but then I got to phone the line and coach. Man, you had two other chances.
Thank you.
It didn't happen.
Thank you.
Get the field going, overtime, man. How you go for it three times in a row, man? Oh, come on, man.
There we go.
You doing it? To this credit, that's why I tell like Gil say it sticks. I'm like, nah, he been a gamble. That's how he is.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
But nah, three times?
Three times?
Three.
I'm going to tell y'all what I see before we move on to the last game. Detroit was with that cute shit. They had been doing that all game, running 70 in there like that. All game.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yep.
We can talk about Jerry, but he got one of the baddest stadiums in the thing. When you hear them speakers and you see that big screen, it don't lie. 70 ran over there. They had another lineman up there with him. He never even looked at 6 day. When he shook his head and ran to him, he said it, then they announced it. Everybody, 60,000 people heard that boy say 70 is eligible. So after that, if you don't hit it, you go back to the ref and you clear. You square all that shit up. This finna be for the win. So you square all that up. And like y'all say, then he went for it two more times. And we got a penalty with Parson. So I think shit, it broke even.
Nah.
Oh.
Nah, man.
Nah.
And y'all the king of bad calls. What about old boy getting blew up with the Rams in the playoff? Like, with y'all.
They made a whole rule for us just to not give it to us when it happened.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So this type of shit happened. That's human error. It's a bunch of shit going on. You trying to be cute. You sending four or five people at this man to try to do some shit. This for the win now. And you ain't square that up. Yeah. So how that's on that stuff?
You're right.
Yeah, that's true. Let me say this.
I agree with that. What you got?
I only went to one Dallas game in my life. My mother-in-law took me last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I done been to 1,000 Saints games. Now, this new age stadium he got, just that and all, man, that ain't hitting on shit, man. My skin crawled the whole damn time I was in there, man. That's last year when y'all played the Texans, and the Texans Jerry called down again. Y'all beat the Texans with like 30 seconds left. Like, Jerry a powerful motherfucker, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, we know that.
I ain't gonna lie to him.
We know that.
He's powerful, son. I mean, he make the call, it's gonna happen. But I'm gonna show you how powerful he is. Y'all lose the first playoff game? Remember, y'all heard it here first. Y'all lose the first playoff game?
What's gonna happen?
They gonna find Dakota with an overdose in a tub. Jerry gonna do that. Jerry ain't going no more for not. Man, first one and done.
Yeah.
That's over with, bro. That's over with.
Now look, now we matched up since you gone ahead, since we are, we gonna go ahead and get on the Cowboys.
Hey, on the cool, now I will say no. The first and only time I did go to Cowboys Stadium, it was against the Saints, and I was a Cowboy fan. I ain't gonna lie, that stadium, nah, that shit lies though, man.
He know he ain't never been that comfortable in the dome.
You was once lost, now you found.
I thought that was a big drop top arena too.
But it's trash though compared to Dallas. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
But again, I'm gonna tell you why.
The most fun was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna tell you why. Yeah. See, that big old stadium, it ain't got no vibe to it, man. When you go to that Superdome, probably the ball back your neck gonna stand up, man.
Lie.
You know it's home there. You might be sitting on side of somebody you don't even know.
Check this out though, Lie.
You gonna hug him, man.
I know you a shoe head, man. I know you like me. You a shoe head. When you first get some shoes, what you do? You break them in. Man, that's a big badass stadium, bro. We gotta break that shit in, man. We can't just, you don't just go in there like, you know, when you first get a car, you don't eat your french fries and then all that. You don't go in that stadium and cut up like in the Superdome, bro. That shit, they're falling apart and shit.
Man, what you expect? We have refugees in there, man. We got souls in that building, man.
You talking about shoes. I got something for you.
Get, what you got? What you got? Let me see.
Hold on.
I hope it's them ones, them more than blue and white ones, huh?
No, sir.
So, Lottie, that song ain't for this year, though, huh?
Man, that song for every year we play, man. What's wrong with you?
Y'all just had long preseasons, man. That's all that shit be.
I'm gonna wear it for my daddy's birthday.
That's what's up.
Hey, bro, let me ask you a question.
What's
up? You done made music, bro. You done dropped songs.
Yeah.
If you put one of your songs in right now, you gonna jam that like you just made it today, right?
Like just today.
Okay, then that's why that black and gold to the Super Bowl gonna jam forever.
So that don't kind of make sense with our five?
Listen.
Thank you, Lanny. You finally cleared some shit up for me tonight. Thank you, bro.
Man, listen. Our Super Bowl is more relevant than y'all's, man.
Wow.
People remember me. Obama was president then. Your son don't remember the Cowboys winning championship.
Well, y'all, look. Since we on the Cowboys then, last game. How y'all think we gonna do? Green Bay, Dallas.
Honestly.
Give me some honest shit.
Nah, y'all gonna win.
We got it?
Nah, if Aaron Rodgers is quarterback, I'd be scared if I was y'all. But nah, y'all gonna win. If Jordan Love be good, but he playing with house money. Now, I was gonna be scared too now.
I got a question after this. Lionel, you tell me what you think. Cause you rubbing your beard like you actually want to think about this shit hard. Tell me what you thinking, bro.
Man, listen. You know, it's hard for me to get it out. Say anything good about the Dallas Cowgirls.
The next question gonna let you hate.
Being a sports fan and like loving football, right?
Yeah.
I'd be a damn fool to say Green Bay gonna beat y'all in this game. I'd be a damn fool to say that.
All right. Now this is a 2-part question. Next thing.
That's all you're going to get good from me. Look, about the Cowboys.
And I'm going to take that. I ain't going to even push because I know that was hard. I can see it in your face. Next question. Just like we talked about the bye with the Ravens, I know the 49ers the big dog. How far do you think the 49ers get, and what chance do you get the Cowboys to going all the way, at least getting to the Super Bowl this year? What kind of chances we got?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see the Cowboys in the Super Bowl because I think 49ers going in the NFC and the Ravens going out the AFC. All
right.
I think the last time they played, the 49ers knew they were going to see them again. And they ain't show them everything. That wasn't the 49ers game. They played smash mouth, but they didn't expose a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that's the Super Bowl in my eyes, Baltimore Ravens, 49ers. Y'all going...
Mm-hmm.
Second round,
we out of there. Two, all right. AJ, you already gave me Green Bay. Rest of the playoffs.
As long as 49ers stay healthy, I don't see nobody beating for real.
Yeah. So even when they get to the Super Bowl, you don't see Lamar doing that again.
Yeah, I do.
You can see Lamar doing that again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I can hear playing in my head when that game on?
What's that?
When we played Triple A, and Doc, you say Juke Avery?
That boy said Triple A.
You ain't going to be able to do nothing.
Yeah.
Nah, y'all sleep on the line, man. Don't sleep on the Lions.
I do think they dangerous, but hold on. But you trust the Lions more than you trust us? That's what you're saying? You think they...
That's what I'm saying. I always got to keep my child. Everything has to be
about the Cowboys, man. Look, I'm asking, like, if you throw a team out there that ain't been relevant since Megatron and Barry Sanders, I'm like, well, damn. You just skip us with that? Look, AJ, can we at least agree on this?
The owner. I get America's team just got that. People hate y'all. I get that, man. But come on, man.
Let me ask y'all this. Right now, though, is Rain Dakota playing the best football y'all have ever seen him play right now?
Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
He playing ball.
Because I be hard on him, too. I just wanted to see if y'all was going to at least be honest with my boy.
By far. If he played for the fucking Steelers, if he played for the Chargers, they'll never talk bad about that.
Yeah.
But the fact that he played for Dallas, they going to everything he going.
That's
time to time. Everything
will be fine. Y'all want to hold everybody. Y'all got up on the coast. There's two people on y'all team I pull for.
Who is that?
There's Dakota and CeeDee Lamb. The rest of them, man. Like Bubba Dillon say, trash.
Man, look, man, I appreciate y'all boys coming on and chopping it up with me, man. That's what we think about the playoffs. Anything y'all want to shout out or do? Hey, you want to show your dog? You want to show people what killer you got before you get up out of here?
I'm a killer, nah. Get down.
That's what's up, bro. Lottie, you got anything before we wrap up?
Hey, man, y'all just be careful. And we're getting older.
Yeah.
We're getting older.
Yeah.
Life ain't promised to us no more, man.
Man, for real. For real.
So, man, just take care of yourself, man. Take care of family, bro. Everything y'all gonna come together.
Ain't it, man?
For sure, bro. Say, so, hey, when you come on, man, so we working out again together in our line? That's what you saying? That's what I heard, huh?
That's what I heard.
You say we're getting old, take care of each other.
Hey, Lon, I got good connection. Your screen ain't froze, bro.
Exactly.
I was just making sure I interpret him right. Y'all got to know I'm partially handicapped, bro. AJ want to go in there lifting everything they got in the doggone thing, bro. He don't understand. I got screws holding me together. Come on, man.
I don't bench over 225, man. I work for a living.
So you ain't using that turkey baster no more?
Man, look, we finna wrap up and get out of here, man. I appreciate y'all boys coming in, man. I love y'all boys, man. Hey, y'all know how we wrap up, man. Always visualize your goals, and after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9-11, AJ, Lanny, y'all, we gone, man. Be breaking out for these playoffs, see how right we was, or did we fuck it up? We out of here.
Yes, sir. Out.